Upon our arrival at the village, the women and children clapped to welcome us. It was past midday. The sky was blue and the wind was beginning to pick up. Some of the men shared the meat among several households, and the rest was given to the women to be cooked for the feast. We hung about in the village and fetched water for the women who were preparing the food. Most of the men had returned to work the farms. I walked around the village by myself and found a hammock on one of the verandas. I lay in it, swinging slowly to get my thoughts in motion. I began to think about the times when I visited my grandmother and would sleep in the hammock at the farm. I would wake up staring into her eyes as she played with my hair. She would tickle me and then hand me a cucumber to eat. Junior and I would sometimes fight for the hammock, and if he got it, I would trick him by loosening its ropes so that he would fall once he sat in it. This would discourage him, and he would go about the farm doing something else. My grandmother knew about my tricks and made fun of me, calling me Kasiloi, which means spider. In many Mende stories, the spider is the character that tricks other animals to get what he wants, but his tricks always backfire on him. As I was thinking about these things, I fell out of the hammock. I was too lazy to get up, so I sat on the ground and thought about my two brothers, my father, mother, and grandmother. I wished to be with them. I put my hands behind my head and lay on my back, trying to hold on to the memories of my family. Their faces seemed to be far off somewhere in my mind, and to get to them, I had to bring up painful memories. I longed for the gentle, dark, and shiny old hands of my grandmother, my mother's tight and close embrace during the times I visited her, as if hiding and protecting me from something. My father's laughter when we played soccer together and when he sometimes chased me in the evening with a bowl of cold water to get me to take a shower. My older brother's arms around me when we walked to school and when he sometimes elbowed me to stop me from saying things I would regret. And my little brother, who looked exactly like me and would sometimes tell people that his name was Ishmael when he did something wrong. I had trouble conjuring up these thoughts, and when I finally ventured into these memories, I became so sad that the bones in my body started to ache. I went to the river, dove into the water, and sat at the bottom, but my thoughts followed me. In the evening, after everyone had returned to the village, the food was brought outside to the village square. It was divided among plates and 7 people ate from each plate. After the meal, the villagers started playing drums, and we all joined hands and danced in circles under the moonlight. During an interval, after several songs, one of the men announced that when the dancing had been exhausted, whenever that would be, he jokingly said, the strangers would tell us stories about where they are from. He lifted his hand and motioned for the drummers to continue. During the festivities, I thought about the biggest celebration we used to have in my town at the end of the year. The women would sing about all the gossip, the dramas, the fights, and everything that had happened that year. Would they be able to sing about all that will happen by the end of this war, I thought. I also wondered a bit why the villagers were so kind to us, but I didn't dwell on these thoughts because I wanted to enjoy myself. The dance never ended that night, and we had to leave early the next day, so we left as most of the villagers slept. We carried with us a plastic gallon of water and some smoked meat we had been given, and the old people we passed, sitting on their verandas, waiting to be warmed by the morning sun, waved and said, "May the spirit of the ancestors be with you, children."